This is the Sunday Spin on 720 WGN. Once again, here's Rick Pearson of the Chicago Tribune.
312-981-7200 is our phone number. Welcome back to the Sunday Spin. I'm Rick Pearson from the Chicago Tribune. Happy Super Bowl Sunday, everyone. And speaking of football, I came across this story last week from Bloomberg News. Did you know that the NFL doesn't pay taxes? The NFL is a not-for-profit organization, and it even has a special mention in the IRS tax code. IRS Rule 501c6 organization, which provides a tax exemption for business leagues, chambers of commerce, real estate boards, boards of trade, and professional football leagues. And I just found that interesting because the NFL revenue, I think, is estimated at $9.5 billion. So just keep that in mind tonight while you watch those TV ads, which reportedly are going for $4 million for a 30-second spot tonight. Well, let's turn our attention to talk more about this past week's State of the State address by Governor Pat Quinn. Also, we'll talk more about the proposal offered by Democratic House Speaker Michael Madigan that would slash the state's corporate income tax in half, retroactive to the first of this year. Joining me now on phone is State Representative Lou Lang of Skokie. Representative Lang is the Deputy Majority Leader for Democrats in the Illinois House. Representative, thanks for joining me on the Sunday Spin.
Pleasure, Rick. Good morning.
Good morning. Before we begin, I'd like to play this cut from the governor's State of the State speech last week.
Our minimum wage workers are doing hard work. They're putting in long hours. Yet in too many instances, they are living in poverty. That's not right. That's not an Illinois value. That's not a fair shake. This is all about dignity and decency. I said it last year, and I'll say it again. It's time to raise Illinois' minimum wage to at least $10 an hour.
Representative Lang, you've championed increases in the minimum wage in the past. What are the prospects of this? The governor proposed it, you know, a year ago. What are the prospects for an increase in the state's minimum wage this time around?
It's going to be a difficult road. I think we start with the premise that virtually no Republican support will be out there in either the House or the Senate for this idea. And so the governor will have to find his majorities within the Democratic Party in both chambers to pass such a bill. I think it's difficult. It's not impossible. Perhaps he can get there by stages, as we've done in the past. I think there will be those who will argue that raising the minimum wage while the economy is beginning to improve will be a burden on business they can't sustain. And in fact, some have argued it will cost us jobs. I'm not at all sure of that. The studies from other states seem to indicate quite the opposite. So I'm a supporter of moving the minimum wage up. I may not be a supporter of moving it to $10 all at once, but I think it's something we have to talk about, especially in light of the fact that one of the Republican gubernatorial candidates is talking about reducing the minimum wage.
Well, given that this is a kind of a to me, a template issue for Democrats, not just here in Illinois, but across the country, I talked to Senate President John Cullerton about this, about is this something that would move quickly, you know, in his chamber? Or I'm just curious, is this something that just kind of plays itself out more as a political issue than necessarily something that actually passes?
I think, to be honest, I think it serves as both. So certainly it is a good thing for the governor to be saying to his base during an election year, an election that would be very tough for him. I think he'll prevail, but I think it will be tough. But I also think he makes a good point when he says that people that are working hard and playing by the rules ought to have an opportunity to make a decent standard of living to take care of their families, because if they can't, they're going to end up being burdens on the taxpayers of the state of Illinois.
312-981-7200 is our phone number. We've got Representative Lou Lang of Skokie on the phone. He's Deputy Majority Leader for the Democrats in the Illinois House. Representative, is this minimum wage issue too something where people can sit back and say, well, they're talking about doing it, you know, at the federal level. Let's see what happens in Washington first, as amid some of these concerns about Illinois already at $8.25 an hour, and you have opponents saying it's a competitive issue with other states, that we're higher than other states.
I think that's more of a red herring than anything else. People that don't want to address the issue, people that don't want to vote for it or even against it, always say, whether it's this issue or many others, let's see what the federal government does. And you keep passing it off to the federal government. And, of course, for those who think the Illinois General Assembly is dysfunctional, they only need to look at Washington to see what dysfunction looks like.
A very valid point. Give me your overall impression of the governor's speech. I mean, obviously, it's a governmental address, but it's a political address, and he's running for reelection. And of course, there has been, as Chris Mooney was on just before you, there has been a lot of significant votes, significant legislation that's been passed by the General Assembly. But is the governor painting too rosy a picture of the state of the state?
I don't think so. He clearly acknowledged that we have many problems. We have a debt we owe. We still have a pension problem we're working through, and there will be many other things we have to do. Our economy is not growing as quickly as we would like, but the governor pointed out many areas where there's some significant progress in the area of building our infrastructure, cutting waste in the Medicaid program. Workers' comp reform that we passed a couple of years ago is finally now bearing fruit. Workers' comp premiums have gone down for employers in Illinois. We passed a pension reform bill. And he also provided some new initiatives that I think will be helpful, not the least of which is creating by executive order an advocate for small business, a place, an office within Illinois government that people who own small businesses or want to create small businesses can go for some advice and some support. So, of course, we have a long way to go. Of course, our unemployment rate is way too high, and we need to continue to address that. But it is coming down. It's the lowest it's been in 5 years, and I think he deserves some credit for that.
That's State Representative Lou Lang of Skokie, Deputy Majority Leader for Democrats in the Illinois House. Representative, hang on. We're going to take a break. You're listening to the Sunday Spin on WGN. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. This is the Sunday Spin. I'm Rick Pearson. You can also find us on Facebook at facebook.com/thesundayspin and on Twitter @SundaySpin. We're joined this morning by Deputy Majority Leader for the Democratic Majority in the Illinois House, State Representative Lou Lang of Skokie. Representative Lang, we've got a call from Jim about the pension reform issue. Jim, welcome to the Sunday Spin.
How you doing this morning, guys?
Thank you for joining us.
I got a question, and that's with the pension reform. I think it's really easy to solve, and that's do what they do to, like, my union. If we if our pension gets underfunded, what happens? And we're constantly now putting our raise to keeping our fund above water. But if it does go underwater, what the government does, they step in. When you're retired, you'll have your benefits cut in half. It's not stay at this point or whatever. You know, everything is just overhauled. There's no questions asked. Why doesn't the government do that to themselves? The people that are in there right now, you cut their benefits in half because most of them, and I think the government was set up, it was supposed to be a free type, volunteer type, thing, whether you're a senator or governor or whatever. But, you know, why don't they step in and do something like that?
All right, Jim, thanks for your call. Representative?
The easy answer, I think, is that a private business or a private union is far different than a government. We have thousands and thousands of people involved in 5 state pension systems, and the underpinnings of those pensions comes from the Illinois Constitution. The Illinois Constitution says that you cannot change benefits in that way. So that's the easy answer. The Constitution would not allow us to do what Jim has proposed. The bill we did pass is going to go through the court system. There have already been lawsuits filed to challenge the validity of that legislation, and I think it's a close call, but I think in the end the court will uphold this law.
I agree that that whole issue of the diminishment and impairment ban in the Illinois Constitution, that's kind of the underpinnings for these challenges, that the legal challenges that are facing this new law. We have also got a call from John. John, welcome to the Sunday Spin.
Yes, good morning, gentlemen. Thank you for allowing me to join you this morning. I'd like to talk a little bit about a win-win with this Piatone Airport. If we were to add a military flight facility there, we could bring back the military we lost when we closed Glenview and the O'Hare side and some of the other Chanute. And it's close enough to Chicago that, you know, we could bring those federal dollars back to create that military site, add in some other support items to help the military folks that are here.
Okay, and, John. Okay, thank you. Representative, I mean, Piatone is part of the governor's kind of transportation planning, but I still have questions about whether anything will ever get off the ground in Piatone.
The governor believes the Piatone Airport is going to happen. The land has been purchased. He thinks it's moving in the right direction. I do as well. Relative to the caller, I would say that I think everyone knows how important the military and veterans are to Governor Quinn. He spends a lot of time talking about it. He spends a lot of time on those issues. And I'm quite certain if he could get the federal government to move facilities to Illinois, it would be beneficial to the state of Illinois. So I'm quite certain he's working that on a regular basis. Whether the federal government's interested in moving various installations to Piatone, Illinois, is still up in the air, I would imagine.
Representative, I wanted to ask you about Speaker Madigan's proposal about cutting the corporate income tax in half. This came a day or so after the governor's State of the State speech, and it really, I'll have to tell you, it kind of threw me when this proposal came out. Can you enlighten us what's going on here?
The speaker, like most of us in Springfield, are constantly looking for ways to add to business growth. We've had significant business growth in the state of Illinois over the last several years, as evidenced by a recent study that showed that Illinois was behind only Texas and New York in creating new business establishments since the end of the recession. So that's a good record, but we have to do more. Business has been talking to us for a good deal of time about the tax climate in Illinois and believe that if we could make it easier to do business in Illinois and cheaper to do business in Illinois, it would help our growth. I think that's a correct statement. I think the speaker's proposal is one that will jumpstart a serious and significant conversation about what to do about this area, in the area of taxation, in the area of business incentives. I think.
Well, we know what happened about. Well, we know where the speaker's position is as far as these companies that kind of line up hat in hand, looking for various incentives to retain, or in the case of ADM, to move its global headquarters from Decatur up to Chicago. And it just seems to be this kind of steady drumbeat of legislation, businesses looking for special legislation, basically, for them. Is this to kind of put that to rest?
I don't know if it puts it to rest. There will always be businesses that are looking for a special arrangement, and we've passed some and haven't passed others. In the case of ADM, for instance, the speaker showed incredible leadership. So he took the position, rightfully so, that ADM is a company that makes many hundreds of millions of dollars a year. They wanted to move 500 jobs to Chicago. They can certainly afford to do that without a handout from the state of Illinois. And the proof is that when we turned them down as a result of the speaker's comments, they did it anyway. And so they came to Chicago from Decatur without those incentives that they demanded. They didn't leave the state of Illinois. So we need to take the issues about business growth seriously. But we need to have a careful and considered study of this, which is why the Speaker has put together a joint committee in the House of two standing committees to study the whole issue of business incentives and growth.
Well, when you look at this proposal, and on an annualized basis, the loss in revenue would be about $1.5 billion. And given the state of Illinois government and the ever-present cutting that's been going on, including in highly prized areas like education, can government really afford this kind of a tax cut? Especially when we're looking ahead to whatever may happen in January 2015, which is supposed to be the scheduled rollback of the personal income tax increase as well as the corporate income tax increase, although that's smaller than what the Speaker is actually proposing.
In the process of vetting the Speaker's proposal, I'm quite certain there will be a study of how many jobs might be created, what taxes would come from people who are now working that weren't in the state of Illinois. Additionally, for some of these companies, there will be a substantial sales tax created. And I think it may be a corporate tax cut of up to $1.5 billion annually, but there's going to be money on the other side of that equation to balance off with it.
Well, and that's why I was wondering is whether, does that trade work, that trade-off kind of work?
I in my mind, believe it's going to work, but we obviously, it's a new proposal, haven't seen all the numbers, but in the fullness of time, we will. But I think even if the proposal is not, does not get through the legislature in its current form, perhaps some form of this with some study look at the numbers will put us in a position where we can grow the economy, grow our jobs, and not hurt the budget of the state of Illinois. Surely, as one of the leading Democrats in the state, the Speaker has no interest in cutting the budget to the point where we hurt health care or hurt education. And Democrats that would join him in this proposal would be in that same place. We're not interested in cutting essential services of the state of Illinois. We're interested in job growth, and we think we can balance that and do all that at the same time.
When I had Chris Mooney on in the previous half hour, he raised a point about whether, for Democrats, is this a politically palatable idea, because it still would leave the personal income tax up, and that, is it kind of pitting corporations against individuals?
I don't think so. In the end, if you look in terms of the long-term growth of the state of Illinois, if the Speaker's proposal has legs, then it's one that will create jobs and improve our economy. And so the long-term vitality of our budgeting, or of our economy, of the essential services we provide, rely on a strong tax base and rely on low unemployment. And if we can get there, we'll have a better balance than we have today.
One last question. Senate President Cullerton has said that the issue of pension changes for the city of Chicago is what he views as the top issue for the General Assembly this year. Do you share that belief? Does it rank as number one to you? Where do you think this is headed?
It's certainly a critical issue. That, along with the issue of police and fire pensions and public safety pensions for local municipalities all over the state, a very important and serious issue. But for me, the number one issue is how to balance our budget with the decrease in the state income tax looming and the inability to use the savings from the pension bill we passed until the courts decide whether the pension bill is valid. As we have faced in the last several years, our biggest issue in Springfield this year will be balancing our budget and paying our bills.
All right. That's Representative Lou Lang, the Deputy Majority Leader for Democrats in the Illinois House. Representative Lang, thanks for joining me here on the Sunday Spin.
Always a good time, Rick. Have a great day.
You too.